following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, August 14, 2016, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan.
Good morning, church. It's good to see you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Greetings, grace, and peace. It's good to be back with you today. Today is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice, truly rejoice, and be glad in it. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we come humbly before you today to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we realize that there is no one perfect, and all have fallen short, and all have sinned. But Father, we trust in the grace and love of Jesus Christ to lift us up, to give us strength. And it is Christ, by Him and through Him, that we come today to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep
This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The word of God for the people of God.
Surprise, surprise. How many of you remember Gomer Pyle? Surprise, surprise. That's where kind of I got the idea for the title of the sermon. But also, I think that most of us as Christians are kind of surprised by these very words coming from the mouth of Jesus. I didn't come to bring peace, and I came to bring division. I brought fire upon the earth. Whoa. I mean, really? I think most of us who read our Bibles might want to skip over this one, you know, and kind of find a little happier tune. You know, find a little different place. And I remember back in North Carolina, we used to have leadership conferences. And twice a year, a fall and a spring, wasn't like it is here because people didn't have to drive forever to get someplace. You know, when we had 90 churches in our district, there were 15 districts. So that gives you an idea of how many churches were in our conference. And all of the churches in our district, all 90 of them, were within 45 or 50 miles of each other. So all of these churches, these leadership conferences will be all day Saturday and on Sunday afternoon, evening. And one of the things that I got to do was teach preaching. And one of the classes I taught was preaching the hard text of the Bible. This is one of them. This is one of those where Jesus is kind of, putting it out there. Another one is when a woman comes to him for healing of his daughter, and he says to her, "What do we have to do with dogs?" He calls the woman a dog. And she said, "Even a dog can have the crumbs from the master's table." And he heals her. And then he talks about the division of the coming of Christ, and two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left, and two will be at the mill wheel grinding, and one will be taken and one will be left. And Jesus says some stuff that's kind of sort of radical in the Bible. That's tough. But division? Let's look at it for a minute, because I think maybe we need to hear a little bit about that this morning. Now, my Sunday school class, God bless them, they have to put up with having the preacher as the teacher, so they get a sort of a preamble to the message sometimes, and we're actually, some Sundays, we're actually studying the text. So I invite you to come, 9 o'clock. We dig a little deeper than I can get into in a message here about some of these topics, and gives you a shot at me to ask questions about some of these things. I came to bring fire. Fire is, in this passage, a symbol of cleansing and separating. It's sort of like the separating through the smelting process of the impurities. I don't know how many of you have ever cast lead stuff? Anybody here? I used to be a muzzle loader, a shooter, and competition shooter. I made my own ammunition. And you'd boil that lead in the impurities would come to the top, the dross, and you would clean that off and put a little beeswax in it, and it would bring. Jesus is coming to bring fire, that cleansing, that separating of it. I come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish we're already kindled. There's an explanation point in that. Jesus is really pushing this point. And then he says, "I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed." His crucifixion, his death, his beating, everything that he would endure to bring salvation available to us. For us to have the choice. Remember, I always say there's only two choices, right? Never more, never less, but always two. Two choices. And verse 51 is that one that's kind of the surprise, surprise. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on the earth? In other words, he's really asking his disciples, do you think I've come to smooth it over with the Romans or to come to establish an earthly kingdom? No. No, I have not. I tell you, but rather division. Not peace, but division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three that will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter. You, he says, know how to read the storm warnings, but you don't know what time it is. Do we know the time? Have we looked around? Have we really looked around? In our society today, I believe there are more good than bad. I believe there are more good Christian people and horrible bad people. But I think there's a big majority in our society today who are neutral. Who really haven't decided which side of the fence they're going to land on. Maybe an event in their life will push them to one side or the other. Maybe there'll be a mover that sees Christians and moves another way. Christ came to bring a division of two classes of people in the world today, believer and non-believer. Period. That's what it is. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. It doesn't matter the political affiliation. It doesn't matter the bank accounts or the portfolios. It don't mean how good you are or how bad you are. It's divided into two camps, a believer who believes in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Folks, it isn't one of those, it's both. Jesus as Lord and Savior. And the other camp, who does not believe. I always like to answer this. You put this one in your hat, you need it. You need this little piece I'm going to give you. How many of you have had somebody say to you, well, if God's so loving, how come there's hell? If God's so loving, why would He send people to hell? Here's your answer. Why would you choose hell over a loving God? It's your choice. It's free will. It's their choice. Two choices. God doesn't send people to hell, folks. It's one of the options. Now, salvation isn't caught by osmosis. It isn't like the Zika virus, a mosquito don't come and bite you. Salvation is by invitation, and the Bible says that Jesus knocks at the door. He doesn't slam it, open it, kick it in. He knocks, and we must answer and invite Him. He doesn't come to a heart that doesn't want Him. And He wants us to know Him in humility. Sunday school class, they asked me, well, Pastor, how do we know if we're a believer? It's fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. Well, oh gosh, I can't get all of those. Nope, probably can't. But it's about grace. Here's the way you see it that's different. In the life of the believer, you see the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of God in their life. But in the life of the non-believer, you see the work of the enemy. In the life of the believer, you see the person who knows they're not perfect. In the life of the believer, you know they know that they are not perfect. They don't live perfect lives, and they don't judge others. It's not my job. Not your job. His job. Now, Pastor, what do you mean? Oh, that doesn't mean we don't need to identify wrong. Bible's clear on that. Says if you see a brother caught in a fault, you go to him one-on-one. Hear this, one-on-one, in love, in love. And if they don't listen, you go with a witness or two witnesses, you talk to them. You go the third time and they don't listen, you bring them before the church. Now, this is radical stuff, isn't it? And if they don't hear from the church, then guess what you do? Stomp off your feet. We can't save them all. We can't save a single one. They have to choose that. Folks, wrong is wrong and right is right. And there's division to follow Jesus Christ or not. John 14:6 is the hallmark verse of our whole Christian belief. And Jesus says to His disciples and those gathered around Him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, you hear me, church, Jesus is the way unto salvation, and He's the only one. There's not another one. It's not buffet salvation. Jesus is the way. He's the only Son of God. He's the only one who died on a cross for our sins. He was the only one put in a tomb. He was the only one God raised from the dead on the third day, and He ascended into heaven. And what do we say? He sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence, Becky, your song. He will come to do what? What's He going to come to do? Judge. Who? Everybody. The living and the dead. He's going to separate us, goats to the left, sheep to the right. There is division. There is believers and unbelievers, and that's the line. Believer and unbeliever. Not race, not sex, not creed, not political affiliation. It's believe in Jesus Christ and be saved, or don't believe in Jesus Christ and be lost unto eternity. Jesus said, wide is a path that leads to destruction, and there are many going that way. And narrow is a path that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Church, it ain't easy, and he doesn't make Christians. The Great Commission in Matthew says, go make disciples. Disciples are those who humbly submit themselves to Jesus, who become disciples. The disciples gave us the example. Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Oh, by the way, I don't have a birds have nest and foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. The disciples left home, family, jobs, everything to follow Jesus. Folks, it takes total commitment, not sitting on a fence. Is it easy? Nope. Is it humanly possible? Absolutely not. But Paul learned something he shared in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I got news for you. There's some people I have trouble loving. Oh, you don't have that problem, do you? Sometimes I like to think that I'm a very patient person. I do. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I like to think before I talk, but most of the time I talk and then think about what I said. You know? I'm not perfect. And I wear this to remind me of that. And you're not either. For all have fallen short and sinned. But we do have two choices, to believe and trust in Him and let Him work in our lives and through our lives. Pastor, what's the good news about this? I can choose a living God and loving God over hell. I can choose to let God live in me and through me by His Spirit and have eternal hope. And I know that my sins are forgiven. Franklin said something else yesterday that I want to share with you, and I think I've said this before. Don't raise hands and don't call out, because I just want you to kind of be with this for a moment. Do you know right now, right here, this minute, if you died, you would go to heaven? If your answer is, I think so, then you're lost. If your answer is anything other than yes, then you're lost. Because the Holy Spirit will give you that assurance of salvation through Jesus Christ. No, not easy. Two choices. It's ours to make. He says, come. I loved you. I forgave you. My stripes will heal you. My blood will redeem you. And my grace will save you. Surprise, surprise. We have a choice to make. Each one of us. Accept Him. Reject Him. Follow Him. Deny Him. Submit to Him or live in rebellion. Know His grace and love or know His wrath and judgment. It's all here. And if you claim to be a disciple, a Christian, and you're not reading this every day, you better evaluate that relationship again. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we
Have you ever really thought what you'll do when you see Jesus? Will I shout or will I cry? Bible says there's no tears in heaven, so maybe I won't cry. Maybe I won't be able to do anything but just stand there. Can we even imagine His love for us with nail-scarred hands? Can we imagine? May we go to know for sure in our hearts Christ is our Redeemer and our Lord. And now may the love and grace of Christ go with you, bless you, and keep you. May His countenance shine upon you. May His Holy Spirit fill you and lead you and work through you and in you in the world around you. And truly, may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be yours. Go with you and bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
The preceding was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. If you would like copies of this message for friends or family, you may contact us at area code 307-362-5334. Our email address is rsfumc@hotmail.com. Visit our website at www.rsumc.org. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. You are cordially invited to join us in worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings.